two steals. And we look at this box score, both you and I together, Brian, right now for the first time. I remember your comment in the pregame, we got to keep our turnovers to 11 or 12. We did that. We had 12 turnovers, as did Wartburg. We out-rebounded the Knights by 9, a 39-30 edge. We had 16 offensive rebounds, another thing you wanted to get, and you did. But just a off-night shooting. And to Wartburg's credit, Coach, got to give credit where credit is due. They knocked down a bunch of shots tonight on us, especially from the arc.
Yeah, they did. They did. They made a lot of shots out there tonight. They got a nice group. I told you this morning in our pregame show, they got just a really nice group of guards. And I thought they played really well tonight.
Brian, their bench, did you expect that? I know Cam Kickbush has the capability, but Sawyer Herman, 13 points. Jaron Sabas, 11. Kickbush, all 9 in the first half. Their bench outscored us 33-3.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. I mean, Kickbush and Sabas, they're really good. And, we knew that coming in. I thought they made some tougher shots tonight, too. I didn't think we were that bad at times, but, we just shot. They forced us into shooting a lot of threes out there tonight. The great thing about our team is we never gave up. We never gave in. I mean, we were down by 11, 12, 13 points, and we got that thing down to 4, and that's your 73-58, and still had a chance to shoot a 3 there with 10 seconds or so left. And if you could make that, maybe something silly could happen. But so that's what I love about this team. They're an awesome group, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed this season. And I mean that. Some years you're going, wow, I don't know. But this group, man, they gave it their all every single night, and it was really much appreciated.
Brian, can we go back to the beginning of the second half? Because your team came out of the gate quickly, 7 straight points. You led 39-36.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we could come. I thought we could play well in the game. I really did. We just had trouble stopping them. I mean, I thought Weber made a couple of big threes late in the game. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how great he played tonight, but he made a couple of big threes tonight. Jordan Cannon has always been a good player and, just kind of does his thing out there. We just had a lot of trouble with Sabas tonight. It's even one of the things we really wanted to concentrate on that just didn't work out tonight.
Brian, senior night I know is always special to you, as is the alumni weekend, but never easy when the finality of the ending of the year occurs, yeah, which it has tonight, and you say goodbye to, not goodbye, but I guess basketball-wise, yeah, you do to a couple great kids, a few of them.
Yep, yeah. I mean, no doubt. I mean, Paul Gallagher has been one of the top leaders we've had in this program in a few years. I mean, he just really always had the right things to say to the team and cares so much about it. He's going to be just a great coach someday. I can't wait to watch him coach. I'll probably coach against him when I'm in my wheelchair. But I love Paul. What do you say about Kennedy Dre? I mean, I knew he'd play well tonight. He was phenomenal tonight. Just got old boards and fought his tail off and, made some big plays out there. And look at his stat line, 27-16, 4 assists. I mean, guy's special. He's going to be a Hall of Famer someday, and he was really good. Sean Morgan is a Hall of Famer as a kid, man. He's just no one better than Sean Morgan. Almost to the point where sometimes he's too nice, but just a wonderful kid. And Owen Statlander, the same exact way. I mean, he came from Owatonna. He hardly played in his high school team. He just got so much better, and so it was great to see. And, the last senior, being Jason Van Haften, as a student coach, obviously it's, special time just to have him with me here in the last 4 years, and we've always been close and tight, and it's hard for Barb and I to see him go out into the sunset, but I know he'll be great. He'll be successful in life, and so we'll miss all those guys, and I really thank Paul Lewis and John Millay. They just do a phenomenal job as coaches, and so we'll just try to keep getting a little bit better again next year, and we'll see where it takes us.
Great words from a great coach, Brian Van Haften, to my left, as his team ends up losing to Wartburg tonight, 74-68. And Brian, I know you and I have a lot of fun playing a lot of golf in the summer, but it certainly is a lot of fun for me to be involved in your program. I don't do every game, obviously, but you and I have a lot of fun visiting on a weekly basis, so thank you for everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I tell you what, if you're a fan this year of this team, you had to really enjoy this team. I mean, even though we weren't a team that's going to be 20-5, you had to enjoy it because we never gave up. We never lost big to anybody. We always came back, and just a fun group of guys, really. I mean, I'm looking forward to the future. You know, we have a good freshman class, and hopefully we can add a few guys in along the way.
All right.